From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you so much, Aaron, and welcome into our program today. Glad you're listening in. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. We're so glad to have you on here on these Saturday broadcasts, these weekend programs. We have interviews with a number of different people from various walks of life, people giving testimonies of what God's done in their life, all people talking about books they have written and places they've gone, mission trips, and sometimes we talk theology. And today, I'm so glad to have a very good friend of mine on again with us. He was on last week. He's done a tremendous amount of research. He's written several books on the United States Constitution, on our government, how our government was founded. And I'm talking about my good friend, Vaughn Schatzer, who lives in Hagerstown, Maryland. He was a member of my church, a wonderful member of my church for many years when I was in Pennsylvania. And we're so glad to have him back on. He has also written a book called By God's Grace. It's a cancer survivor testimony. This book is now going into its 24th, 25th year, telling me the testimony of what God happened to his life. And Vaughn, welcome to the program again. Great to have you on.
Oh, Pastor Dino, I'm so delighted to be with you and all of your listeners this morning. I'm very excited to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Vaughn. And tell us just a brief tidbit about the book, if you would.
Yes, I was a healthy young man for over 50 years of my life, and one day I developed a terrible pain in my back. Long story short, I was diagnosed with four-stage lymphoma, cancer of the spine and abdomen. I was filled with fear and terror, even as a Christian. And I had to claim all the Bible verses about not being fearful and that God has our days numbered. And anyhow, I ended up having a procedure called a stem cell transplant, and it worked. And I want to thank Dr. Jesus that I'm still here today, almost 25 years later. And I record everything I went through, the tears, the fear, and everything is recorded in the book.
You'll be inspired by the many testimonies of how God answered prayer, imparted from wisdom from the scriptures, and I'm reading right from the back cover of this book. The greatest lesson the Schatzer family learned was God's grace is sufficient in all trials, even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. So this book is available to you, and the way you get it is to get it through our newsletter. Our newsletter, many of you are on our newsletter mailing list, and if you would like to be on that newsletter mailing list, simply send to me, if you would, your email address. That's Dino Padrone, DinoPedrone at gmail.com. It's a very simple email that we use, so it's easy for people to send to. Just send me your email. Make it really clear, if you would, and then we will put you on the mailing list. And you can. We have many books that we offer through our newsletter, and we want Vaughn's book on God's grace to be on there. And so this will be, I think, a blessing to you. This is a book that I read. Remember, I think it took me two settings to read it, which is a wonderful book, a very touching book, and we appreciate that. Now, last week, Vaughn, we began talking about the United States Constitution. We talked about some other things, about how this government was founded. And I fear that in the world that we live in today, young people don't hear this stuff. I'm hoping young people are listening to this today. People get different views because we rewrite and we reorganize and we reprinciple what we think history is to be. I've always felt that history is very good if it's accurate, but it depends on who's writing the history, really. And when we think of our founding fathers, on our last broadcast, Vaughn, we discussed how founding fathers gave us a Republican form of government according to Article 4, Section 4 of our Constitution, in which Noah Webster stated, Republican values and principles are only to be found in the Bible, particularly in the New Testament. So how do we as U.S. citizens select our government officials, and where did our founding fathers get ideas to create our federal, state, county, and local governments? That's a big question.
Yes. Listen, it's got a great answer, too. Our founding fathers, specifically Noah Webster, created our four levels of government, the federal, state, county, and local government, from Exodus chapter 18, verse 21. That verse, written by Moses, gives examples of rulers over thousands, rulers over hundreds, rulers over fifties, and rulers over tens for our local, state, and federal government. And once again, Noah Webster stated, we should elect our rulers from the same verse, Exodus 18:21, where Moses gives us four biblical qualifications for rulers. The first qualification is to provide able men. In other words, they should be experienced. They shouldn't be a novice. Second, men that fear God, not man. And third, men that hate covetousness. And then fourth, men of truth. So those are the qualifications for government officials and how our four levels of government was created from the Bible.
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff when we think of those four statements that you just mentioned. Some of you listening in, you may be thinking someday of entering into the realm of politics, and some of you maybe in politics or whatever, but it seems, Vaughn, there's a lot of corruption today, and we began to get away from the biblical foundation. Last week, you had mentioned how you viewed this as starting in the 60s. Could you just share that again with us a little bit today, how you view that?
Yes. In 1870, Harvard University, which was our law school, elected a new dean there, Christopher Langdell. And he basically was an evolutionist, and how he ever got in there, the devil put him in. But anyhow, down through time, they got rid of our law books that use Bible verses for footnotes called Blackstone's Commentaries on Law, and went to case law. Case law came to fruition in the 60s, which means there is no absolutes in anything. Everything's relative. So in 1962, our Supreme Court in Engle versus Vitale, that Supreme Court, took prayer out of the school. And then in 1963, in the Supreme Court case, Abington versus Shemp, the Supreme Court took out the Bible. And then in Stone versus Graham, the Supreme Court case in 1980, they removed the Ten Commandments. And from there, our nation has been in a moral free fall because we've removed the Bible from our government and our laws and our societies.
Yeah, there's a book I read, Vaughn, and it's a book, if you've not gotten, if you can find it, it's very expensive unless you get it secondhand or third hand. It's by James Burchell, called The Dying of the Light. And maybe you have that book, but it's the story of so many of the universities in our country that began as Bible schools, actually.
Yes.
And then they began to, and it was interesting that usually they say it begins with a charismatic president who has great ideas, but not the right foundation. And then it goes into the board. And then when the faculty have it, then the school is going in the wrong direction. But, you know, let's pray for America that, I think God is doing some things in this country. Here's another question, Vaughn. Our U.S. Constitution has introduced its preamble. How does the preamble set the tone and the foundation for the seven articles?
Excellent question. Our preamble is simply amazing. Founding Father Governor Morris, who was a senator from New York, wrote the entire preamble to our U.S. Constitution, including this celebrated phrase, "We the people of the United States." He referred to over 20 Bible verses for the writing of this preamble. Following are just a few of the examples. To establish justice, he used Amos chapter 5, verse 15. To ensure domestic tranquility, he used 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. and then secure the blessings of liberty. He used Leviticus chapter 25, verse 10, which is the same Bible verse that is etched on our Liberty Bell in Philadelphia. Yes.
Interesting things. I mean, there's no doubt that our country had this firm foundation. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dino Padrone talking to you today, and we're glad to have my good friend Vaughn Schatzer on with us. And we're talking about the United States Constitution and how the founding of our nation took place and what was happening. Last week, we looked at the Constitution itself, which was called a miracle. We talked about how our founding fathers take the oath of office and how they put those principles in place for our presidents. We talked about how our Constitution stipulates that we have to be natural-born citizens to be in the office. And our Constitution contains what our fathers called a separation of powers and internal checks. And today we're continuing on as we talked about this form of government we have on the preamble of the United States. I want to encourage you, my friends, to prayerfully consider helping us support pastors in Africa who are taking courses in our Bible college. We have a school called the Padrone Ministry College, and it's designed for educators. It's designed for people that are in the foreign fields that are serving the Lord. It's also designed for those who want to study for the ministry. We have a number of people that we partner with, and we are able to secure some pastors who need an education. Most of these pastors are very involved in ministry, but they do not have a college education. And so what we would like to do is to have people help support them. It costs about $1,100 per class that they take. You may be able to send us $10, $100. You may be able to send the whole $1,100 for a student. But if you can help us, simply let us know. Go to our webpage at Dino Padrone Ministries or Padrone Ministry College, and you can read about it there and simply hit the donate button, and we need your help. Also want to remind you as well to get the book By God's Grace by Vaughn Schatzer, A Cancer Survivor's Testimony. If you would simply send me your email to Dino Padrone, that's DinoPedrone, DinoPedrone@gmail.com, and I will get you on our mailing list. Many of you already are on our mailing list. We're glad that you're on, but you can get that copy of that book, and we'll give you the information in our next newsletter. Well, the United States has been under the same Constitution for 238 years. Many of our allies and enemies have been under as many as 17 constitutions. Can you explain why that is and what's the difference?
Yes, the main reason and difference of our U.S. Constitution lasting for over 238 years is because its values and principles are based on the eternal Word of God, which our founding fathers called the laws of nature and of nature's God, included in the preamble to the Declaration of Independence. Let me give you some examples. France has been under 15 constitutions. Haiti has been under 23 constitutions. Ecuador has been under 20, and Thailand's been under 17. The remaining 188 nations of the world have the same dismal records as these I just quoted. The amazing record for our U.S. Constitution, Pastor Dino, proves America has been the most successful nation in the world, number one. Number two, America has the most freedom, prosperity, and liberty in the whole world. And third, America is still the safest nation in the world, all because of using God's principles and values in our U.S. Constitution.
The people that want to change the Constitution, and there's many out there, I guess
yes.
What they're really doing is trying to change the foundation of the purpose of
yes.
This country. Would you agree with that?
Yes, we call those people revisionists. There's two professors from Stanford University have written a book. I'm here looking in my hand. It's called The Godless Constitution. Can you believe that? And it's amazing. Our U.S. Supreme Court and other courts have actually used this wicked book and lying book in our U.S. court cases. And so from the information I just gave you, and we could go on this for a couple more hours, that is what is happening to America because these types of revisionist history that the professors at our esteemed colleges and universities are using.
So what is the premise in that book as to why they make that kind of a statement? Is it to change the kind of nation we have?
Yes, to change our nation and to take God out of everything. And they are called revisionists. And you know what really upsets me about this book? In all of my books, I have dozens and sometimes hundreds of footnotes and endnotes of primary source documentation. Of everything they say in this ungodly book, there is no footnotes or endnotes.
Isn't that interesting? Yes. That should say volumes.
Right there. That tells you right there. They have no evidence to back up anything they say. And it's sad. It's a travesty.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be celebrating soon the 250th year, I guess, here in the country. And that should be a wonderful celebration. Vaughn, help us with this, though. We're Americans, okay? What are the things we should be thankful for as Americans? And then secondly, well, it's a second question in a minute. What should we be thankful for as Americans?
I think the first thing we should be thankful for is our godly heritage that's been passed on according to Psalm 78, as I stated recently in our interview. But, you know, we need to thank God for the pilgrims. They came here, the Bible says, to promote the Christian faith. And they gave us our voting system from the book of Acts. And I mean, they had what was called election sermons that was given before every election. And that was taken out by the Johnson Amendment in 1954. Then we had the pilgrims build our educational system. They founded the first school, Harvard University, which Christopher Langdale changed in 1870, our laws from biblical law to case law. And then, of course, we go on to what was called the Black Robed Regiment of Preachers, and then our founding fathers. And so I'm thankful for our godly heritage and the gospel of Jesus Christ that's been passed on.
Yeah, I don't mean to pick on one school here. Two of my granddaughters are on a debate team, and they just went to Harvard to debate some issues. And there's a statue there. I believe it's a statue of John Harvard, the founder.
Yes, correct.
But he's not spoken of very highly there.
No.
And D.L. Moody, when he went up to the New England states, you know, when you go there, people don't really know who he was. But, you know, the kingdom work, Jesus, you know, we go to heaven, but there's going to be the kingdom back on this earth, Vaughn.
Yes.
And there's going to be a lot of wake-up calls, I think, when that happens. Mm-hmm. As to who the real King of Kings really is. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dino Padron talking to you, and so glad you're listening to our program. Let me remind you that Monday through Friday, we have our Bible studies, and we're so glad to have them on these stations. And I do Monday through Thursday, and then we usually have somebody from our team, one of the board members or a prof, come on and share the Word of God with us. And it's such a blessing to hear from them as well. But we believe the Bible is the Word of God. We believe the Bible is to be, we need to find out what it says, not just talk about it, but what does it say? If you're in a church that only talks about the Bible, you don't find out the meat of the Bible. What does it say to me? What does it mean to my life? And so Monday through Fridays, we try to have scriptural teachings that help us with that. And of course, on the weekend, we have these interviews like we're having today with my good friend Vaughn Schatzer. Now, Vaughn, we've covered quite a bit here, and I'm going to ask you the second question I was going to ask you just a moment ago. As Americans who love Jesus, and we understand we're in another kingdom. This is not, you know, America. We love America. We have freedom in America, but we're really members of another kingdom. What is the best thing we can do? You gave us a couple of ideas of what we can do concerning our country that is beloved to us.
I think we all need to be better witnesses, Pastor Dino. You know, I was a lead guitar player and a rock fan for many years of my life. I was a heathen. I did not own a Bible. And a young lady invited me to come to her church. And I didn't want to go, but I went because she was beautiful and I heard the gospel. After that preacher took me out on visitations and knock on doors to tell everybody the good news about Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection and the gift of eternal life. And by God's grace, for 44 years, I've still gone out knocking on doors, telling people the good news. So I think the best thing we can do is be a witness to Jesus Christ and attend our local church every time the doors are open, and just read the Bible and study and pray for revival from the church house to the White House.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Vaughn, I know you do that. I know that for a fact. And I preach often up at the Open Door Church where I used to pastor with my good friend Mike Sanders as the pastor. And I know one thing, Vaughn and his dear wife are going to be there. unless there's some kind of a catastrophe, you're going to be there. Here's a question we want to close our program on with a little bit today. Our U.S. Constitution closed with what is called the Attestation Clause in Article 7. What exactly is that clause about?
Yeah, this is probably the most important clause in the Constitution, in my humble opinion. This attestation clause closes or ends our Constitution by deliberately dating it in a way that measures itself from the birth of Christ. And the 55 signers of our Constitution specifically said, in the year of our Lord. Now notice, they did not say in the year of the Lord. They said in the year of our Lord, making it very personal. And after they said it was in the year of our Lord, they signed their 55 names to the bottom of the U.S. Constitution. What a testimony, and boy, we just need to get this gospel out about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it really is so true. That's a very good point to end with here, Vaughn. It's an excellent thought, our Lord Jesus Christ making it such a personal thing.
Yes.
Vaughn, it's great having you on today, my good friends. It's the second time we've had you on, and this has been such a blessing today. And I want to thank you for all the research and work that you've done. And I trust that your books are doing well. I trust that the ministry is doing well. I think, weren't you on a national program for a while with somebody?
Yes, it was Southwest Radio Ministries out of Oklahoma City. And I used to travel with them all over the United States. And then I developed 4-stage cancer and I had to slow down. But I still do the radio interviews and everything, but right now I'm not doing any more traveling.
Mm-hmm. So you're on that station, though, with interviews?
Yes,
yeah,
correct.
Yeah, great. It's a very well-known program, yeah. Well, thank you, Vaughn. Great having you on. You've been listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dino Padron talking to you here from beautiful South Florida. Our program comes to you through the ministry of the Dino Padron Foundation, and we are delighted to have listeners. Mission Go is a wonderful organization. We are in many, many places with Mission Go. We thank the Lord for that, for the good work of that organization. We're on with the Montrose Broadcasting Company. My good friend is there. There's wonderful good friends, James Baker and the team, who have been such a blessing to us. And we're on in Africa. There's other stations that we're on. Some take some of these programs and use them on their stations. And we always are very quick to have people do that. We're not really in this for the money making. We've got to have money to do this, obviously. We're in this to get the Word of God out, to help people to grow their faith. And that's why we have these all these various things that we're doing. Please go to DinoPadronMinistries.com and you can read about all of our things that we do. And also Padron Ministry College, you can get a good handle on our college and what God is doing there as well. Again, don't forget Monday through Friday, we have our Bible studies. And we teach the Word of God, 15-minute broadcast daily. I do the first 4 and sometimes the 5th. And then occasionally we have guests or friends of ours with our ministry here that come on and do that. I'm going to say to all of you, based upon the last 2 weekend programs, is to pray much for the United States of America. I thank God for the freedom. A little while, I'll go out and get my car today. I've got things I've got to do, places I've got to go. And I go in freedom. I have neighbors around me that I can talk to, and I have the freedom to talk to them and say things to them. But our country has been on a real downward slide for a long time. And so what we've heard today, we need to take to heart and really give it to God in prayer. Find what we can do, as Vaughn has already taught us today. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadron@gmail.com or dinopadronministries.org. That's dinopadron@gmail.com or dinopadronministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.